阿门，感谢主耶稣，让我们一起来在礼拜二晚上一起敬拜神。
We thank Lord Jesus that on this Tuesday evening we can gather together to worship God.
我们今天一起来学习的，这个题目是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
The topic for mutual sharing tonight is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
这句话是这个主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，被当时的罗马的总督写了一个十字架上写的这个牌子。
This is the sign that was given to Jesus when Jesus was nailed on the cross by the Romans.
他要当时候的人经过的人不管是哪一种人，都能够看到这个被钉的人，这个耶稣，主耶稣啊，是犹太人的王。
So that no matter who passed by, when they saw that this person who was nailed to the cross, they know that this is the King of the Jews.
哎，我们参考约翰福音19章19节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 19.
约翰福音19章19节，
John, chapter 19, verse 19.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
19. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
比拉多就是当时罗马政府派到以色列国的巡抚、州长
Pilate was the governor that the Roman government had sent to govern over Judea at the time.
他是最后审判主耶稣要钉十字架的罗马的最高的长官。
He was the highest Roman official who, at the very end, needed to decide whether Jesus needed to be crucified or not.
他在十字架上面写了一个名号，说这个钉在这里的就是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And on the cross, he wrote a title and said, "The person who is nailed on this cross is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
他为什么这样子写呢？
Why did he write such a title?
我们看20节，
Let's look at verse 20.
二十节说，因为有许多犹太人念这个名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且用希伯来、罗马、希腊三样的文字写的。
20. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
这是一个很特别的一件事情。
This is a very special thing.
比拉多这个罗马的巡抚州长啊，他要让犹太人都知道，这个钉在这里的是你们的王啊。
Pilate was a Roman governor, and he wanted everyone, he wanted the Jews to see that this person nailed here is your king.
因为主耶稣被钉十字架的地方离耶路撒冷首都很近。
Because the place where Jesus was nailed on the cross is very close to the capital, Jerusalem.
所以有很多的犹太人都过去看。
So many people. Many Jews went to go see.
不但是这样子，又是遇到犹太人的节日逾越节。
And not only was it close to the city, but during that time it was close to the feast of the Jews, Passover.
因为那天我那天那个那天下午呢，黄昏以后啊，那就是逾越节了。
Because
前一天晚上就是逾越节了。
The previous night was the night of the Passover.
所以有很多国外回来的犹太人，
So many Jews who lived abroad came back to Jerusalem.
所以他用三种文字写出来。
So the title was written in three different languages.
啊，希伯来文当然就是犹太人的文字了。
Hebrew, and of course that is the text that the Jews would read.
哎，罗马的，那就是罗马官方的文字了。
And Greek or Latin, that's the official language of the Roman Empire.
那么这个希腊啊，因为罗马引用希腊的文字，还有他们的文化，哎，所以当时也是通用的，所以就用这三个文字的意思，就是告诉罗马帝国所有的人。
And also Greek. Greek was the language and culture that the Romans had adopted for the empire. So with these three languages, it means that everyone in the empire can read this title.
哎，那到底这是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
主耶稣他们觉得他是犹太人的王。
They feel that Jesus is the king of the Jews.
犹太人所建立的国家就是以色列国。
And the kingdom that the Jews have built is the kingdom of Israel.
所以也是在讲主耶稣是以色列国的国王。
So this is also saying that Jesus is the king of the kingdom of Israel.
拿撒勒人是因为主耶稣在拿撒勒长大。
And the title says Jesus of Nazareth because Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
那这个罗马的总督比拉德是经过了很严密的审判之后，他才想出这个名号。
And the Roman governor Pilate, after a very careful consideration, did he come up with this title?
今天也有很多人想要认识耶稣。
Today, a lot of people want to know Jesus.
跟当所有的罗马人，当所有的犹太人，他们认识耶稣一样。
Just like the Romans and the Jews at the time who wanted to know who Jesus is.
大家对主耶稣的期待有不同。
And everyone has different expectations of Lord Jesus.
但是我们是主耶稣的信徒、门徒，我们要对主耶稣有进一步的认识。
But we are the believers and the disciples of Lord Jesus, so we should have even a further understanding of Jesus.
我们要了解耶稣为什么是犹太人的王。
We need to understand why Jesus is the king of the Jews.
没有信主的人，他们对主耶稣是犹太人的王又什么解释呢？
And for those who do not believe in the Lord, how do they explain this title, the king of the Jews?
我们可以看到有三种人。
We can see that there are three types of people.
第一种人就是普遍的犹太人。
The first type are the Jews who generally the common Jews.
第二种人是他们宗教界的这些领袖这些 第二种人。
The second type are those of the religious class, the religious leaders.
第三种人当然就是来占领以色列地的罗马人。
And the third type of people we see here, of course, are the Romans who have come and took over Israel.
第一种犹太人就是当时的老百姓啊，以色列百姓啊，大部分人认为主耶稣是犹太人的王，以色列的王。
The first type of people who are referring to the Jews who are just the multitudes of Jews at that time, they consider Jesus as the king of the Jews.
在约翰福音第十二章啊，主耶稣在差不多逾越节之前一个礼拜啊，进耶路撒冷。
In John chapter 12, about a week before Passover, Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
那个时候，刚好在这个之前呢，他在耶路撒冷不远的地方啊，他使一个死了四天埋在坟墓的拉撒路从坟墓里死里复活。
And not far from Jerusalem,He had caused Lazarus, who had died for 4 days, to come back to life.
不久， 他就进耶路撒冷了。
And not long after that, he entered into Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣使这个死里复活的拉撒路的神迹啊，是对众人所行出来的。
And because this miracle where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead was performed for all the multitudes to see.
所以很快耶路撒冷的人都知道主耶稣使死人复活。
So very quickly, the people in Jerusalem knew that Jesus had raised a dead person back to life.
再没过几天，主耶稣就骑驴子进耶路撒冷。
And a few days afterwards, Lord Jesus rode on a donkey and went into Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷，所有的犹太人都出来迎接主耶稣。
So all the people in Jerusalem came out to greet Lord Jesus.
喊着说，何善那奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
And they cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
这就是以色列一般的老百姓对主耶稣的看法。
And this is what the typical Jewish person viewed Lord Jesus at the time.
他们欢迎主耶稣进他们的首都耶路撒冷，把他当作王。
They welcomed Lord Jesus to their capital city of Jerusalem, and they treated him as a king.
因为他们对主耶稣有一个很重要的期待。
Because they have a very important expectation of Lord Jesus.
希望主耶稣能够用神迹的能力带领他们把统治他们的罗马人赶出去。
They hope that Lord Jesus, through his power of performing miracles, he can drive out the Romans who had ruled over them.
但是主耶稣在耶路撒冷最后一个礼拜并没有把罗马人赶出去。
But in Jesus' final week in Jerusalem, he did not drive out the Romans.
结果反而被这个犹太教的这些宗教领袖把他诬告，然后把他送到比拉多罗马的总督那里，最后钉十字架。
But instead, he was accused by the religious leaders of Judaism and sent to the Roman governor Pilate to be crucified.
因为主耶稣有这样子的结果，也就是因为他没有做出犹太人的期待。
And Lord Jesus had accomplished this, but he did not try to meet the expectations of the Jews.
反而被人家害死了。
Instead, he was harmed and killed.
所以犹太人看到主耶稣被钉在十字架。
So when the Jews saw Jesus nailed on the cross,
他们一定有很多的问题。
They must have a lot of questions.
为什么这么能力大的人呢，他会被钉在十字架呢？
Why is a person of such great power nailed on the cross?
他不是来做以色列的王来拯救我们的吗？
Didn't he come to be king of Israel to bring us salvation?
好，第二种人就是当时的害死他们的，害死主耶稣的宗教界的，犹太教的宗教界的领袖。
And the second type of people we see here are the religious leaders of Judaism, the ones who had killed Jesus.
他们害死主耶稣，因为他们说主耶稣自己说自己是神的儿子。
They killed Lord Jesus because they said Jesus himself said he is the Son of God.
所以他们犹太的公会决定说他应该该死，主耶稣该死。
So the Jewish Sanhedrin decided that Jesus was deserving of death.
所以他们把他送到罗马的总督比拉多那里，要钉死他。
So they had sent him to the Roman governor Pilate so that he can be put to death.
罗马的总督比拉多知道这是他犹太人的宗教问题。
And the Roman governor Pilate knows that this is a religious issue for the Jews.
主耶稣没有犯什么罪。
And Jesus did nothing deserving of death.
所以这些宗教界的领袖就用说主耶稣说他自己是犹太人的王。
So the religious leaders then said to Pilate, Jesus himself said he is the king.
所以在比拉多审判的时候，他们犹太教的这些宗教领袖一直要比拉多要钉死主耶稣。
So when Pilate was judging Lord Jesus, the religious leaders wanted Pilate to put him to death.
最后并且威胁这个比拉多。
In the end, they threatened Pilate.
我们来看约翰福音十九章。
Let's look at John chapter 19.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰福音十九章十二节
John chapter 19 verse 12
同时比拉多想要释放耶稣无奈犹太人喊着说你若释放这个人就不是凯撒的忠臣凡以自己为王的就是背叛凯撒了
12 From then on Pilate sought to release him but the Jews cried out saying if you let this man go you are not Caesar's friendWhoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar.
比拉多是一个行政的长官。
And Pilate was the governor who was administering over the province.
他要按照罗马的法律来审判耶稣。
And he needed to judge Jesus according to Roman law.
这些犹太人的这些宗教领袖也知道这件事情。
And the Jewish religious leaders also knew this fact.
所以他们换一个控告主耶稣的方法。
So they found a different way to accuse Lord Jesus of wrongdoing.
所以主耶稣说他自己是犹太人的王。
So they said Jesus himself said he is the king of the Jews.
在罗马帝国里面自封自己为王那就是要背叛罗马的皇帝凯撒了。
In the Roman Empire, if someone declares themselves to be king, that means they are betraying Caesar.
所以你这个比拉多啊你是这个罗马皇帝凯撒的大臣啊你如果用你如果不杀死主耶稣自立为王的主耶稣那你就不是凯撒的忠臣。
So they said to Pilate, you are an official of the Roman Emperor Caesar. If you don't condemn this person who makes himself a king, then you are not a friend of Caesar.
他用这个方法最后比拉多屈服了。
And they used this way, so in the end, Pilate had to give in.
所以我们看到犹太人一般的认为主耶稣很有能力可以做王。
So we see the typical Jew viewed Lord Jesus as someone with a lot of power and could be king.
但是犹太人的宗教界领袖却要钉死他。
But the religious leaders of the Jews wanted to put him to death.
因为主耶稣说他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus said he is the Son of God.
这是亵渎，在犹太的这个宗教里面是亵渎神的。
And in the Jewish religion, this is blasphemy against God.
那么第三种人就是罗马的这个长官啊，比拉多。
And the third type of people we see here are the Roman officials, Pilate.
为什么比拉多会写说主耶稣是犹太人的王呢？
Why did Pilate write that Jesus is the king of the Jews?
其实他当他审判主耶稣的时候最重要就是问这句话你是不是问主耶稣说你是不是犹太人的王？
And when he was interrogating Jesus,This was the most important question he asked. Are you the king of the Jews?
我们来看这个约翰福音十八章三十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 18, verse 33.
十八章三十三节。
John chapter 18, verse 33.
比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
他要主耶稣回答是还是不是。
And he wanted Jesus to answer yes or no.
主耶稣没有直接的回答。
But Jesus did not answer him directly.
主耶稣用另外一种方法，先用另外一种方法回答他。
But Jesus used a different method of responding to him.
对，最后啊，主耶稣啊，才说他是王，没有错。
And at the very end, then Jesus said, "He is the King of the Jews."
所以比拉多从这里就知道了，他听到主耶稣所讲的话，他就知道主耶稣没有叛国罪。
And from hearing Jesus' response, then Pilate understood that Jesus did not commit a crime of treason.
主耶稣只是在传讲一种的信仰而已。
But Jesus was preaching a type of faith.
这个信仰跟犹太教的宗教界的领袖不一样，冲突了。
And this type of faith is different from the one that was being preached by the religious leaders of the Jews, and it conflicted with what they said.
主耶稣没有犯了罗马的任何罗马的法律的任何一条。
But Jesus did not break any laws of the Romans.
但是他到最后因为考虑到他自己的前途，他还是牺牲了主耶稣。
But in the end, Pilate was thinking about his own future and career, so he sacrificed Jesus.
但是他挂了一个牌子。
But he put up a sign.
他说你们这个人就是你们犹太人的王。
And on the sign he said, "This person is the king of the Jews."
这也就是因为他主耶稣被钉十字架的原因。
And this was also the main reason why Jesus was nailed on the cross.
所以我们看了三种人。
So we see three types of people.
他们认识主耶稣有不同的角度，不同的期待。
And they know and see Lord Jesus from different angles, and they have different expectations of him.
但是这个不是真正明白认识主耶稣的人。
But these people are not ones who truly know Lord Jesus.
主耶稣为什么是犹太人的王？
Why is Lord Jesus the King of the Jews?
对我们来今天来讲，我们一定要很进一步的认识。
For us today, we have to understand this.
首先呢，主耶稣是犹太人的王，那跟我如果不是犹太人，那跟我有什么关系呢？
First of all, if Jesus is the king of the Jews and we are not Jewish, then what has this to do with us?
我们这样想，我们就没有真正明白这个犹太人的王是什么意思。
And if this is what we're thinking, then we have not yet understood what it means by King of the Jews.
犹太人的王，那就是神的选民的王啊。
The King of the Jews is saying that Jesus is the King of God's chosen people.
那我们今天信耶稣的人就是神的选民啊，主耶稣的选民啊。
And today, we who believe in Lord Jesus are the chosen people of Lord Jesus.
所以他就是基督徒的王。
So Jesus is the king of Christians.
主耶稣在回答比拉多的时候，他用了几个方法来回答他是犹太人的王。
And when Jesus was answering Pilate's question of, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him in several ways.
第一个，用这个主耶稣的国度来解释他是主耶稣的主耶稣是选民的王。
First, Jesus used his kingdom to explain how he is the king of the Jews.
接着主耶稣用在我的国里面要用真理就是用真理做法律来统治我的国家。
And second, he talks about how in his kingdom, he uses the truth to rule this kingdom.
接着，主耶稣要让我们知道，他主耶稣的国里面的国民是谁。
And third, Jesus wanted us to understand who are the citizens of his kingdom.
今天一个国家基本上也是有这样三个要素。
And today, if we look at any kingdom or nation, we also see these three components.
第一个，它的国家的版图在哪里？
First, when we look at a kingdom or nation, we look at its boundaries.
第二个，我们看这个国家的法律是什么？
And second, we will look at the law that governs the country.
第三个，我们看这个国家的人民、公民呢，是有什么条件？
And third, we see the people, the citizens, the qualifications of the citizens of this country.
我们对主耶稣是犹太人的王，就是神国里面的王，我们先来看神的国度是什么。
When we look at Jesus as a king of the Jews, that means Jesus is a king of God's kingdom. Let's look at the kingdom.
好，我们来看约翰福音18章36节。
Let's look at John chapter 18, verse 36.
主耶稣亲自解告诉比拉多他的国是什么。
Jesus personally explained to Pilate what is his kingdom.
耶稣回答说，我的国不属这个世界，我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这个世界。
36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.
犹太教的宗教领袖他说主耶稣要建立这个世界上的国来对抗罗马帝国。
The Jewish religious leaders claimed that Jesus was going to establish a kingdom on this earth, on this world, on this earth, so that it can fight against the Roman Empire.
But 主耶稣告诉他, 我的国不属于这个世界上的这种的国。
But Jesus told Pilate, my kingdom doesn't belong to this world. It is not like the kingdoms of this world.
如果我的门徒就一定会为我征战，我今天也不会被你抓来了。 And
if my kingdom were of this world, then my disciples would fight for me and I wouldn't have been captured by you.
到底主耶稣的国是什么？
So what is Jesus' kingdom?
我们来看路加福音17章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 17.
这也是主耶稣自己解释的。
And this is also an explanation that Jesus himself gave.
我们来看17章的21节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 21.
因为在20节啊, 法利赛人问主耶稣神的国在哪里。
In verse 20, the Pharisees had asked Jesus, where is the kingdom of God?
什么时候要来啊?
And when the kingdom of God would come.
那主耶稣说，神的国来啊，你看，你眼睛看不见的了。But
Jesus says, when the kingdom of God comes, you will not be able to see it.
21节。
Verse 21.
人也不能说看啊在这里，看啊在那里，因为 21,
nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
我们今天信了耶稣应该很清楚。
Today, after believing in Jesus, this should be very clear to us.
我们如果真的信耶稣，有主耶稣的话，照主耶稣话去做，在我们的心里，那我们的心 就是神的国。
If we truly believe in Lord Jesus and his word are in us and we act according to his word, then the kingdom of God is in us.
主耶稣说我的国不是像世界上这种的国度。
Lord Jesus said, My kingdom is not like the kingdoms of this world.
犹太人的国，神民选民的国，这个意思不是指着真正的地上的犹太国，以色列国。
The kingdom of the Jews, the kingdom of the chosen people of God, is not referring to a physical country of Israel on earth.
是存在在信徒、基督徒的心里面。
But this is a kingdom that exists in the hearts of the believers and in the Christians.
感谢神，那对我们信徒一定很多信徒一定有这样的体验。
And we thank God, many believers have experienced this.
当我们遵守神的诫命，的时候，我们就会体会到。主耶稣神跟我们同在。
When we keep God's commandments, we experience how Jesus abides with us.
当我们遇到危险的时候，我们有主耶稣的同在，我们在神的国里面，我们就得到保守。
And when we face any danger, we have Lord Jesus abiding in us and we experience the peace of God in the kingdom of God.
别的人他不懂，他看不到神的国，主耶稣的国。
Other people will not understand. They cannot see the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus.
但是我们信徒本身，每一个人都知道。
But as believers, every one of us knows.
所以主耶稣说，我的国不属于这个世界。
That's why Lord Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world.
主耶稣是犹太人的王，这神的选民的王。
Jesus is the king of the Jews, the king of the chosen people.
他的国是在他信主耶稣的里面的人的里面。
And his kingdom is inside of those who believe in Jesus.
我们再来看主耶稣跟比拉多继续的对话。
And let's continue looking at the conversation between Jesus and Pilate.
我们来读37节，约翰福音18章。
Let's look at John chapter 18, verse 37.
约翰福音18章37节。
37。
比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。约翰福音18章37节。
John 18 verse 37。Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
主耶稣对比拉说，没有回答说他是不是犹太人的王。
Jesus didn't answer Pilate directly whether he is the king of the Jews.
主耶稣先回答说，主耶神的他的国不属于这个世界。
Jesus first answered Pilate to say, My kingdom is not of this world.
但是这不是比拉多要的答案。
But this is not the answer that Pilate was looking for.
所以比拉多就继续问主耶稣，你是王吗？
So Pilate continued asking Jesus, Are you a king then?
所以这时候主耶稣就这一次他就肯定了，你说我是王，没有错。我是为此而生，为此来到世界。
So this time, Jesus confirmed this for Pilate and said, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world.
因为主耶稣就说，我来到这个世界就是要做王。
Because he said to Pilate, when I came into this world, I came into this world to be the king.
但是我这个王的国不是你想象的这个世界的国。
But the kingdom that I am a king of is not like the kingdom that you are thinking of.
而且我在这个我的国里面 所统治的方法是真理啊。
And the way I govern this kingdom is with the truth.
这个真理就是主耶稣的救恩了。
And this truth is the salvation of Lord Jesus.
真理就是神的话，不会改变的。
The truth is the word of God. It does not change.
也就是我们基督徒常常读圣经想要明白的真理，主神的话。
And this is the truth, the word of God, that as Christians, we continually study the Bible to try to find out.
一个基督徒最重要的就是要明白主耶稣所讲的教训。
For a Christian, the most important thing is to understand the teachings that Lord Jesus gave us.
也就是神的旨意。
And that is the will of God.
因为主耶稣要用神的旨意，主耶稣的教训来管理这个国家，这个神的选民。
Because Lord Jesus will use the truth, the will of God to govern and manage this kingdom.
那我们在这个国家的，在神的国里面的国民，一定要学这个真理，而且要按照这个真理来去做。
And the people, the citizens of this kingdom, must act according to this truth.
因为这就是神国的法律。
Because this is the law of the kingdom of God.
我们再参考一些圣经，约翰福音第三章。
Let's also look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 我们来看21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
三章的21节。
John chapter 3, verse 21.
他这里说，但行光真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
21, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.
这里提到行真理的一定会靠近这个光。
Here it says, he who does the truth will come to the light.
这个光就是主耶稣。
This light is Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是真光啊，在约翰福音第一章特别提出来了。
John chapter 1, it mentions that Jesus is the true light.
在第三章的十九节、二十节告诉我们，光来到世间，就是主耶稣来到世间。
In John chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, it says the light comes into the world. This light is referring to Lord Jesus.
三章的十九节，这光来到世间呢、来到世间呢、那人的行为是恶的，不愿意接受光。
In John 3:19, it says the light has come into the world. And the men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
他们倒爱黑暗，所以他们就被定罪了。
They love darkness, and that is why they are condemned.
二十节继续说，凡作恶的就恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
Verse 20 continues saying, For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed.
所以主耶稣从天上来到人间，就让人分作两种。
So Lord Jesus came down from heaven into the world to separate people into two types.
不愿意接受光，那你就排斥 你这种人。只想留在黑暗的罪恶里面。
Those who do not want to receive the light, remain only in darkness.
所以呢，他们就被定罪了。
And so they are condemned.
为什么？因为他拒绝这个主耶稣的邀请。
And why are they condemned? Because they have rejected the invitation of Lord Jesus.
那另外一种人就是接受主耶稣的邀请。
And the other type of people are those who accept the invitation of Lord Jesus.
这种人有什么表现呢?
And what are these type of people like?
21节告诉我们他会 他会来就近光，也就是说他会来行真理。
And verse 21 says, these are people who will come to the light. And it says here that it means that they will practice the truth.
哎，行真理就什么意思？就是按照主耶稣的教训来生活。
To do the truth means that they live according to the teachings of Lord Jesus.
哎，主耶稣要回答比拉多，我是犹太人的王。
Lord Jesus answered Pilate to tell him that I am the king of the Jews.
哎，第一，他说我的国是在信我，我的门徒里面，门徒的心里。
First, he explained that his kingdom is in the hearts of his believers, his disciples.
哎，不是地上的这个国度。
It is not kingdom of the world.
第二，我的门徒会按照我的教训来生活。
Second, my disciples will live according to my teachings.
哎，就是行真理。
And that means they will practice the truth.
再来我们谈到主耶稣是犹太人的王，这犹太人是指谁？
And third, Jesus is the king of the Jews, and who are the Jews referring to?
哎，我刚才已经提了，犹太人就是神的选民。
Earlier I mentioned this, that the Jews are referring to God's chosen people.
在我们新约就是基督徒。
And in the New Testament, we see God's chosen people are the Christians.
哎，我们来看保罗他怎么讲，什么叫做犹太人？
Let's look at how Paul explains what it means to be a Jew.
哎，我们看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
28节跟29节。
Verse 28 and 29.
罗马书第二章28、29。
Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29.
28节，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼。29节。
29.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。这里讲很清楚，真正的犹太人是从心里面真正的信神的人。
And it tells us very clearly that a person who is a Jew, a true Jew, is those who are of the heart, not of the letter, not outward.
所以这跟主耶稣说，我的国在基督徒的心里面一样的意思。
And this is the same meaning of what Lord Jesus said, that his kingdom is in his disciples' hearts.
哎，所以主耶稣是犹太人的王，就是主耶稣是心里面，那种从心里面遵守主耶稣的教训而生活的这种的基督徒。
And when we see that Jesus is the king of the Jews, that means Jesus is the king of those who from their hearts practice the truth, the teachings of Jesus, and live according to Jesus' teachings.
换句话说，也就是完全的相信主耶稣的教训，而且去遵守的基督徒。
In other words, the Christians who completely believe and practice the teachings of Lord Jesus.
这种人就是主耶稣国里面的国民。
And these are the people who are the citizens of the kingdom of Jesus.
保罗在加拉太书第三章说，就是像亚伯拉罕那样子有信心的人，就是神的国民。
And in Galatians chapter 3, Paul says, those people who have faith just like Abraham, these are the citizens of God's kingdom.
因为亚伯拉罕是第一个犹太人。
Because Abraham was the first Jew.
因为他的信心，所以主耶稣，神就祝福亚伯拉罕，将来你的子孙要成为一个我的国。
Because of his faith, God blessed Abraham that from his descendants will become a great nation.
所以能够在主耶稣的国里面，也就是有信心的基督徒。
So to be in the kingdom of Lord Jesus is to be a Christian with faith.
所以从主耶稣的回答，还有保罗的解释，我们就知道主耶稣的国是在我们的心里面。
So from Jesus' answer and also from Paul's explanations, we see that the kingdom of Jesus is in our hearts.
主耶稣的国就要用主耶稣的教训来管理。
And the kingdom of Jesus is managed by the teachings, or governed by the teachings of Jesus.
就是真理。
And that is the truth.
那我们要在主耶稣的国里面继续成为国民的，我们就要学主耶稣的真理，主耶稣的教训，而且要行出来。
And if we want to stay in Jesus' kingdom and be a citizen of his kingdom, then we have to understand and practice his teachings.
我们感谢主耶稣，借着圣经的教训，我们就能够更进一步，主耶稣是犹太人的王，真正的意思。
And we thank God through the teachings of the Bible, we can better understand what it means that Jesus is the King of the Jews.
当年定死他的比拉多，还有犹太人的宗教界领袖，还有一般的犹太人，他们对主耶稣认识错误。
During that time, Pilate, who had put Jesus to death, the Jewish religious leaders and the Jewish multitude did not have a correct understanding of Jesus.
但是很奇妙的，这个比拉多竟然在主耶稣的十字架上写了这个名号，那犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
Very miraculously, Pilate had written this title on the cross of Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
他在十字架上成全的救恩，真的成为选民的王了。
And on the cross, Lord Jesus had completed salvation and truly become the King of God's chosen people.
他死里复活，又升天，回到他的荣耀里面。
He resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven and returned to the glory of God.
事实上他是万王之王啊。
And so in truth, he is the King of Kings.
愿这些道理我们一起共勉，同走天国路。
May we receive these teachings together and walk on the heavenly journey together.
我们来唱诗322首。
Let's sing hymn 322.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
We'll sing the first and the last verse.
322首。
322.